Welcome to Tassin's presentation of Scattered, written by Lisa Dealey, directed by Pauline Wright. Cast in order of appearance, Maria Antonia Boulay as Diane and Carol Raich as Chrissy. Sound design and composition by Alan Haley. The setting is Chrissy's newly renovated backyard patio in May. Two sisters confront the truth about their mother and their past.
I close my eyes only for a moment, and the moment's gone. Before my eyes, a curiosity dust in the wind. All they are is dust in the wind. Dust.
Hey, Joe, let me in. He said you were out back.
Hi, what's going on? You haven't come by since, geez, Christmas? Were we supposed to?
Everything looks nice out here. Pretty flowers.
Thanks.
Looks like Joe got the patio all done.
Yeah. Him and his crew got it in yesterday, just in time for next weekend. I'm making lemon squares, Mom's recipe, your favorite. Think you and Stephen and the kids can make it?
Ah, that's right. Time for the big Memorial Day cookout. No, we've already made plans for the weekend. So, Mom, speaking of plans, that's why I'm here. We gotta work out details, right? Where do you think she wants to go? I keep thinking about someplace sunny. Maybe the beach?
Oh, I thought we were thinking, you know, maybe later in the summer to make plans.
You were thinking later. This has been put off way too long. We should figure it out today.
Today?
Yes, today.
Okay. Well, you know, first we should...
Oh, God, now what? Don't tell me. You want to make a pendant out of her, split her up into equal parts, and turn her into a diamond so we can wear our mother on a necklace?
Well, actually...
What? You want a drone to scatter her ashes while you try to play that ukulele she bought off Craigslist that she used twice? Or maybe you want to have our mother's cremains turned into ink and get a tattoo of her? No! No more crazy ideas. No more delays. We are scattering her ashes today. Cindy's off work today. We can pick her up and do this. So go inside. Go get Mom. We'll pick up our sister and we'll all figure it out as we drive. How about North Avenue Beach, the lake at the park? Or how about that pretty field up in Caldwell Woods? Everything's blooming now. It's all butterflies and wildflowers. Remember those picnics when we were little? We can say a few words and then...
That was you and Cindy. I never went there. By the time I was born, you guys were like in high school. Mom and I did our own stuff, different stuff.
Okay, calm down. I just meant it's pretty and she loved it there, so what's wrong with that?
Diane, I don't know how to...
Chris, please. I know you don't want to do this, but you've had Mom's ashes at your house since she died. And it's been over 2 years now. We need to have a memorial or something at least. It's time to let her go and get closure. We can't just leave her on your fireplace mantle forever. Remember last Christmas? My youngest kid wrapped the box Mom's ashes are in and put it under the tree with your name on it from Santa. That was fun, huh?
I blame you. He got his sick sense of humor from his mother, obviously.
More like from mom. That was just the kind of prank that she used to play with my boys. A little dark? Sure, but admit it. She probably would have loved it.
Fine, have it your way. Be right back.
Sin, all set. We'll pick you up in 15 minutes. No, really? I don't know, but Chrissy's not fighting me this time. Okay, see you soon.
Here she is.
Great. I've got room in my bag.
No, I can hold her while you drive.
Chris, come on.
No, I want to carry her.
Oh my God. Will you just give it to me?
Diane, let go.
No, you let go.
Oh.
I can't believe you. Look at this. This is ridiculous.
Don't move. I'll just...
Yeah, you'll just fix this is what you're going to do. Go get a broom and a dustpan or something. God, go! You better hurry up before a good strong wind comes along in case the bag breaks, unless you want to have her scattered right here. This is just unbelievable. I can't believe we have to sweep up our mother. Sorry, Mom. This one's on Chrissy.
It's not my fault. You shouldn't be so grabby and controlling.
Okay, look at this. Now you're just making a bigger mess. Give me the broom. Chris?
Yeah?
What are we doing?
What do you mean?
This. This isn't Mom, is it?
What? What are you talking about? Of course it's Mom.
Chris, come on. What is this? This looks like sand, and that's definitely not the plastic bag her ashes came in. I know it was over 2 years ago, but I don't remember her ashes being in a Ziploc brand gallon-sized freezer bag.
Oh, God, I...
Well?
I thought that if we ever finally scattered her ashes that you guys wouldn't notice. You'd be both busy reading a poem or something.
So what am I looking at? And where's Mom?
Well, it's some sand.
Unbelievable.
And ash from our fire pit. And well, then I mixed it all up with some ground up quinoa.
Quinoa? You substituted quinoa for our mother?
Yeah, I put it in a coffee grinder. And then I mixed everything up and added some whole wheat flour and some regular white flour. I guess it's like a 50-50 blend. I was trying to get it to look right, like, you know, bits and chunks of bone that would be in there.
Chrissy, bits and chunks? Oh, stop.
You wanted me to explain.
Yeah, whatever. Enough. Where are the ashes? What? In the kitchen counter next to the spice rack? Or maybe they're in the trunk of your car so you can drive around with her? I'll tear your house apart and find the box myself.
No, you don't have to do that. Mom's here, right here.
You don't mean?
Yeah.
No.
Uh-huh.
Mom's under the patio?
Yeah.
Right here.
Yep.
You put Mom under your patio. You've got to be kidding me.
Nope.
I wish you were.
No, she's down there. Right underneath us. Yep. Pretty much this whole area.
I can't believe you. Why would you do that? Cindy is going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. You know what? I'm going to put you under this patio.
Stop. I didn't plan it. It just happened, you know? I was out here yesterday when it was all dug up before the concrete went in. Joe and his crew left to go on a break before they poured the cement. It was so nice and quiet out here. The birds were singing, the flowers were blooming. And I just suddenly had this idea that if she was in something solid, something that felt, well, permanent, then I wouldn't have to worry about her anymore. Next thing I knew, I was standing here with the bag. So yeah, she's down there.
Wow. I should get a jackhammer and blast this thing and get her out.
Oh, there's no getting her out. I didn't just like put the bag in there. I opened it up and, you know, spread her out. The guys came back from lunch to pour the concrete and it got all filled up right over her. She's all mixed up. She's part of the patio.
She's part of the patio. Great. Just great. And you think my kid has a sick sense of humor? Wait, what are you talking about? You wouldn't have to worry about her. She's dead, Chrissy. Nobody has to worry about her.
I hated the thought of scattering her ashes outside somewhere because, yeah, I'd worry about her. I know it probably sounds stupid to you, but if we just scatter her in a lake or in a field or something, then she'd just be blowing around and lost out there. I'd feel lost if I was in pieces and floating around. Actually, I do feel lost. I have ever since she's been gone. You were born in 1979, and Cindy was born a year later. You two are practically like twins, and you grew up in the 80s. You guys ran around totally on your own. Me? I was born in 1994. Ever since I was 9 years old, I had a cell phone to text Mom to pick me up and drop me off everywhere. We were in touch constantly. So, yeah, things were way different for me. Mom and I, we were like super close when I was a kid because it was just one of me. It was just her and me. You don't understand. You can't possibly understand.
Oh, come here. I know. I miss her too. Me, you, and Cindy. All three of us miss her. Every day.
You're not mad?
Well, I wasn't expecting this, I'll tell you that. I guess now we'll know where she is. I mean, it is pretty goddamned weird that you'll be standing over Mom while you're grilling in the summer or when you're shoveling snow out here in the winter.
It's not weird. I like knowing she's here. I thought she'd be spending summers outside here playing with my kids as they grew up, but I missed that. Billy is only 8 months old now, so she was already gone before he was even born. You, both you and Cindy and all your kids, got to spend a lot of time with their grandma because you guys were so much older than me. Your kids have memories of Mom. Me and Billy, we're never going to have that.
You know, you're never moving. You're going to have to own this house for the rest of your life.
I know.
Hey, the lilac is blooming.
Yeah, it just opened up this morning. Mom got it for me. We planted it together after Joe and I bought this place. Lilacs were always her favorite. She used to say, oh, they smell so good. It's not a yard without a lilac.
I remember her saying that. Love you, Mom.
Yeah, Mom, I love you. Miss you.
And that would be Cindy. Yep, it's her. Answer it. You talk to her.
No way. You answer it.
Oh, no. I'm not going to explain this. Go on, take it.
Oh no, 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 no.
Before my